thisdayinmusic.com. The online record of 10,000 music facts.
Hello from This Day in Music, where we look at musical events from the past 50 years. On this day, 1968, the Jimi Hendrix Experience went to number one on the US album chart with Electric Ladyland. The double album included Crosstown Traffic, Voodoo Child and All Along the Watchtower, and featured guest appearances by Dave Mason from Traffic, Steve Winwood and Al Cooper. In 1985, former Undertones singer Fergal Sharkey had his own UK number one single with the Maria McKee song A Good Heart, written about her relationship with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers keyboard player Ben Montench. Sharkey followed up the single with a Tench-written You Little Thief, this time about Tench's relationship with McKee. In 1985, U2 launched their own record label, Mother Records. The intent was to unearth fresh musical talent in Ireland, and the label released several one-off single releases. In 2002, Texan multi-billionaire David Bonderman hired the Rolling Stones to play at his 60th birthday party held at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. The band's fee was a cool $4.4 million. In 2006, Queen's Greatest Hits album was declared the best-selling UK album of all time by the official UK charts company. The chart was made up of sales figures from the last 50 years, showed their Greatest Hits compilation had sold 5.5 million copies. And in 2010, the Beatles' back catalogue was finally made available on iTunes after years of negotiations. For the first time, customers would now be able to purchase some of the Fab Four's most popular songs via the store. More from This Day in Music at thisdaymusic.com.